Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime was a big factor in local elections. So Oakland's mayor and Alameda County's DA are on track to be recalled. Proposition 36 is approved, toughening punishments for drug and theft crimes. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what's the thread moving through all these things?
As you said, public safety. And it's not just in the Bay Area. Down in Los Angeles, which is the liberal bastion of the state as well, incumbent Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, who was District Attorney in San Francisco as well a few years back, appears to be losing by a pretty substantial margin to a guy by the name of Nathan Hochman, who might sound familiar because he's a Republican that ran for AG a couple of years back. Now, when liberal Los Angeles puts a Republican in the district attorney's office, that's pretty much a sea change. And that's what we're seeing here on the issue of public safety. A few years back, some billionaires, including George Soros, put a lot of money and effort into what they were calling judicial reform. It takes on many, many avenues. Some of them people agree with, others they don't. And some of that was the lessening of penalties and the further election of progressive district attorneys. But the tide started to turn with Chester Bodine in San Francisco, and then it spread to the East Bay, and now it's in the South, and the state voters have spoken as well, and they want to return to putting crime back as a crime.
Okay, so DAs who replace these two, what do they need to do to make sure voters are happy?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, they need to be a little more quiet about what they're doing. I'm taking a look at Brooke Jenkins, who replaced Chesa Bodine as a district attorney of San Francisco. She did announce a lot of changes. What she said was, we're going to take care of business and we're going to start, you know, it's going to be the law versus rather than ideology dictating how we go forward. So she did that. And she did tout it when she received convictions and she was out there calling for stronger measures. But she was also, she'd been a prosecutor and she knew the office, so she knew what she was doing. And some of these new DAs that came in, quite honestly, they just didn't have a lot of experience, at least Pamela Price, for example, and Chester Bodine, so they couldn't get the job done that they were even talking about. But I think you make the first impression, you get out there and they go with the law enforcement. I think you're going to see a change in the governor as well. Gavin Newsom was opposed to 36, even being on the ballot. He did not want to backtrack on what he thought was a progression of California values when it came to criminal justice, and he didn't want more people going to jail. And so he and the legislature tried the best to derail that proposition from even making the ballot. And there's an interesting thing in Oakland Mayor Xing Tao, also public safety questions, whether she was confident or because she'd been one of the defund the police group a few years back. A lot of this has in common is that what we had here, either through the recall effort or through the initiative effort outside the legislature where voters and businesses put these on the ballot, is if voters are given a say, this is what they said. And up till then, they tried to keep it all pretty much in-house. But this is a pretty big change out there. The voters have spoken. They've spoken very loudly. I don't think, you know, Prop 36 is going to change the world, but it's signaling a change in California for sure.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. And stay tuned to KCBS. Phil will be back with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. You can listen to the entire interview and past Mateer interviews on the Odyssey app.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.